You heard him say, I've been in revival this week. And just a little comment about this. It says, I can do all things through Christ. That's where our strength comes from. And it goes on to say, who strengthens me. But that's where all of our strength comes from. And a young man in our congregation made this for me for pastor appreciation. And I really appreciate it. But it means a lot to me, the words. And it can pertain to all of us. And it's going to have to do with our sermon topic today, is that, yes, you say I can't. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I can in my strength, but I can with His strength. And I need His strength this morning. I need His strength every day. As we do our callings, it's not just for a pastor, it's for each and every one, the teachers, the young singers. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We got to continue to say that and believe that and grasp that. As we're getting into the lesson or the sermon topic, in the revival up there, the Lord is giving me a few weeks ago the topic of life, and the first night was what is life, and we went from the creation to Adam's fall to we are wicked people without God. Last night we talked about who is life, and we talked about Jesus. We talked about the scripture where John the Baptist says, behold the Lamb that take away the sin of the world. We were introduced to Jesus because of our life is failures, and our hope is in Jesus. And tonight's topic up there is going to be, where is life? And it's going to be mainly about, why are we sitting on our hands? We have opportunities. And I was asking the Lord, what's the message for this morning? And I went to bed last night still not knowing, and I got up at kind of early this morning and just started looking through the Word, and He brought me to the purpose of life. Purpose of life. And that's our sermon topic here this morning. What is your purpose of life? And some of the scriptures I'm going to read. I'm going to read out of Isaiah chapter 43. Speaking of Isaiah, how you doing, Isaiah? Isaiah 43, verse 7. We're going to know what your purpose is here shortly. Isaiah 43, verse 7 says, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. And then real quick, I'm going to turn to Revelation chapter 4. I'm going to read verses 10 and 11. Chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. Says, the 24 elders fall down before him that sit on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things. Here's key. And for thy pleasure, they are and were created. Let's pray. Lord, again, we're bound here before you this morning, Lord, humbled to come into this house, to bow in your presence, to know you are among us, Lord. We're two or more gathered into your name. You'll be here. That is the promises right out of the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, for this beautiful morning. We thank you, Lord, for this beautiful glory. We thank you, Lord, for each and every person that's here. I ask now, Lord, you guide us through your message here this morning. Lord, stir our hearts with your Holy Spirit as only you can. And I do ask, Lord, you get this physical body out of the way, Lord, that your words can flow freely among us and it'll fall on receptive hearts. I do again, Lord, ask for you to forgive me. And these favors we ask in Christ's name and amen. Amen. God's purpose of life, we just read. And God's purpose in your life. we're going to read. His purpose, that why did He create all this? He didn't create us so we could build this building. He created us for His pleasure. Now we're going to read some of the purposes as we go forward where we're involved. The purpose why I get up in the morning. Joshua chapter 24. There's going to be a lot of scripture jumping around, so follow if you can. Joshua, and this one will be familiar to most everybody. 24, read verses 14 through 17, says, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth." I'm going to start that again. That's pretty bold stuff. That's powerful stuff right there. That's direct, right to us. Not negotiable, not for discussion. That is clear. "Now therefore fear the Lord." And that means don't fear Him like somebody's holding a gun at you. Fear Him as in respect for His power and His authority. "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." That is your purpose this morning, is to serve the Lord. He's talking about our past, our sin nature. When He's talking about the fathers that were before us that served other gods, I chased a lot of things that was not God. My purpose now is to serve God. I've received Him as my Savior. I pray you have too today. If you have not, today is the day of salvation. Today is to come and have a relationship with the Creator in heaven through Jesus Christ. He made the way, and He made it an easy way for you to come and receive Him. He done all the work. "And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods." Your purpose is to serve God. Next purpose, Matthew chapter 5. That's where that... Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. That's where the song, "This Little Light of Mine," come into play. "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt had lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house." Your purpose is to be a light, to share Christ. Your purpose is a light to show the world that there is a better way, that there is hope beyond this life. That's your purpose. That's not me telling you what your purpose is. That's God's Word telling us what our purpose is. Don't think for a minute that you have no purpose in this life. He didn't create us to chase our tails out in that world. He didn't create us for us to spend eternity in hell. He didn't create us to live a miserable, unjoyful life. He created you because He loved you, and it was for His pleasure. Each and every one of you are special. Each and every one of you have a purpose this very day. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the tomorrow should take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Point being, our purpose is to stay focused on Jesus Christ. Our purpose is to stay focused on the action of the cross. Our purpose is to stay focused on serving our Creator. Here's one I didn't have wrote down. The Lord just kind of laid it on my heart. What is most valuable to you? Think for a minute. What is most valuable to you? The most important possession you have is yourself, is your heart. What can you give to God today? You know what? God gave His very best valuable possession for us. He gave His Son, Jesus Christ, one day. He gave His best, because second best would not do. It had to be the very, very best, perfect thing ever. And I keep thinking, what does God need from me? He needs nothing from Jamie. He's a sovereign God. He don't need us for anything. He created us for His pleasure. How best could we show our appreciation to Him this very morning, this very minute, to show what we think of God is to give Him our heart. Our heart. And where your heart goes, everything else will follow. We hear Dave say, you'll do what you want. And we do that. We'll do what we want. Do you want to serve the Lord today? Do you want to live a life of purpose? Be the light, seek Him, give Him your heart. John chapter 4. John chapter 4, verses 31 through 38 says, in the meanwhile, His disciples prayed Him, saying, Master, eat. But He said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, hath any man brought Him aught to eat? Jesus saith unto him, my meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and finish His work. Say not ye that there are yet 4 months and then cometh the harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already for harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal. But both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true. One soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. Purpose is doing God's will. And the will of the Father is for us to go out in the fields and harvest. We've been learning a lot about that on Wednesday nights in our Bible studies about discipleship. Your purpose, when you've received Christ as your Savior, your purpose is to live for Him, to seek Him, to be a light unto Him, and to go out into the fields and harvest. And it says you can rejoice, not only that I've done what I was supposed to do to serve the Lord, but somebody might get saved, like that song he's saying, I'm so glad you gave. They can rejoice together. Somebody that you might have done a little something for, maybe even in an inadvertent way, might have got saved one day, might have eternity in heaven because you was doing the purpose that Jesus sent you. I remember that. That was one of my favorite songs. And back when our dad died, I always thought a lot about that song because, and I know this has happened many other places, not just because it's our dad, but at that funeral visitation that night, that line was forever long. People was in line for hours and hours, and some didn't even make it in. And I thought, my dad was receiving his rewards. Not that he was a great speaker or anything, but it was the little things he did. One that really stood out to me, me and Rodney was standing there, but Rodney said, "Why are you here?" And Mike had this little trinket, a little bit of a thing that he made years ago, maybe in a Bible school class or something. Wee little thing. Didn't mean nothing to nobody. And Dad found it at a yard sale or a flea market, and it had Mike's name on it. And he said, "You know, your dad thought enough of me to brought that to my house." He did. He brought that and gave it to that boy. He said, "That's why I'm here. I think enough about that." That's our purpose, is to share the gospel of Christ out there through the little things. John chapter 17. So far we've, as for me and my house is our purpose, being the light of the world is a purpose, seeking first the kingdom of God is a purpose, doing His will is a purpose. Right now it's finishing the task. To follow through is a purpose. John chapter 17, going to read verses 1 through 4. Said, "Then these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify in thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on this earth. I have finished the work which thou hast gave me to do." Now we know when you get saved, you're a disciple. That's the word of God. You are a disciple when you get saved. Follow through with the efforts. Continue your calling. Every one of us have a calling. Now somebody will sit there and say, "I don't have one." You do. You do. You do. You may not know what it's at. Ask God and He'll show you what it is. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and He'll show you what your calling is. And there's many different things. Many, many, many different things. Follow through on the task. Ask Acts chapter 20. I'm going to read verses 19 through 25. And it's doing it joyfully. Doing it joyfully. And this was a message to the Ephesian elders. But Acts chapter 20, verses 19 through 25. Serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews. And how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 22 says, "And now behold, I go bound in the Spirit into Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witness in every city, saving that bonds and affliction abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy in the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God." Now, doing it joyfully, the world gets happy, go lucky and joyful, different. A lot of us have aches and pains. But do your purpose joyfully. It says to do everything you do in your life as if you're doing it for the Lord. And with the Holy Spirit, you have joy in your heart. Put that forth. I always think about poor Jillian. Many people pray for her, and we know the Well, we don't comprehend the pain she experiences, but you know she has joy. Every one of us can take an example from Jillian. That is doing God's will with joy. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. I'm about done. Philippians 3. I'm going to read chapters 7 through 14. And that is, our purpose is Christ, to be Christ-likeness. Philippians 3, I'm going to read verses 7 through 14. It says, but what things were gained to me that I counted loss for Christ, yet doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. That's putting Him first, folks. That's putting Him ahead of everything else that distracts us. And be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering, and being made comfortable unto His death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Behold, I count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which were behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Now we know our purpose. You've heard it from the Word of God this morning. We know our purpose. We're going forward. Anything back there? Leave it go. Get thee behind me, Satan. Don't drag it with you. We're going forward, folks. We have a purpose. Every one of us has a purpose. When we go out these doors and get on our cars and head that way, you're going to affect somebody else's life. Are you going to affect it with the purpose of being a Christ-like person, of a purpose of sharing the gospel with Christ, of a person of showing joy in your heart, even through times of heartache? And remembering God created you for His pleasure. He didn't create us and just send us off on our own and say, do best you can do. I think in the first night after Adam and Eve sinned and their act of disobedience started the separation process, they were sin and they were going to die. And yet before God cast them out of the garden, what did He do? He clothed them. So He didn't turn His back on them. He didn't flip them off the earth. But He is a righteous God, and He had to do what He had to do. But He never stopped loving them, not for a second. And that's the way with each and every one of us. He loves you as much right now as He did the day He created Adam in the beginning. Because He said this is very good, what He had done. Very good. In God's eyes, you're very good. You were worth His Son. You was. He done it all for you. It's up to you to accept your purpose. And in closing, if you want to get a song, 1 John chapter 11. 1 John chapter 5. I'm going to read verses 11 through 14. And this was the greatest purpose of all things that we have the opportunity for. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He did not create us for eternity in hell. He created every one of us expecting eternity in heaven. He did. All should come to repentance. It is God's will that all should repent and come to repentance.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
He that hath the Son hath life. If you're born again, you have life. Live a life that shows the purpose. Live a life with purpose. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Who are you to say that? I'm just a servant. God's word says that. If you have not God, you have not life. And that means you have no opportunity. No, as long as you got breath, you've got opportunity. But if you're unsaved here this morning, in the state you're in, you're destined for hell. Bottom line, that's the way it is. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He'll hear us. If you want to get a song, I ask you, I hope that spoke to your hearts this morning. Because your purpose is not to live a miserable life. Your purpose is not to spend eternity in hell. Your purpose is not to sit on your hands and do nothing for the Lord. You have purpose.